Oh, I know my Redeemer lives.
Let's sing that chorus.
Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. Let all creation testify His life is with me. Oh, I know my Redeemer lives. Oh, I know tonight. Oh, I know my Redeemer. I know He lives tonight. Oh, I know my Redeemer is. Let all creation testify His life is with God. Oh, I know my Redeemer. I know, oh, I know.
give him a hand clap because he's given us salvation, redemption. Hallelujah. We're glad he lives tonight. Amen. I've been delivered. Praise the Lord. Oh, we've been delivered tonight. I've been delivered by His grace. Hallelujah. Oh, the bonds of sin are broken. I am delivered. Yeah. I've been delivered. I've been delivered. Yeah. Oh, let's praise our Lord. I've been robbed. Oh, that death at Calvary. Oh, the bonds of sin. Since I've been delivered, oh, there is a big change in me. A big change in me. I am so happy. I am so free, free, free. Took me out of bondage unto liberty. Oh, big change in me. Give me all in life. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah. Oh, sing with me, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything. Oh, he's everything in this world to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything. Oh, he's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. We find many people who don't understand why we are so happy and free. We crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this feels like, oh, can't you feel it tonight? Hallelujah! This feels like heaven to me. Praise God! This feels like heaven. Oh, I crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this feels like heaven to me. Oh. Heard of sweet music, that heavenly chord, from glory land over the sea. A soul thrilling message from Jesus our Lord, and this feels like heaven. Oh, hallelujah, this feels like heaven to me. Praise God, this feels like heaven. Children, can you smell that? And
this feels like heaven to me.
Hallelujah.
This feels like heaven.
It feels like heaven.
This feels like heaven. Oh, I'm too much heaven to gain this land. And this feels like heaven to me.
Creating me a clean heart.
How many ones said tonight?
Amen. Oh, and renew my spirit within me.
Oh, creating me tonight, please, Lord.
Creating me a clean heart. Oh, my heart. And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, Lord, remove that old heart.
Creating me tonight. Creating me a clean
heart. Cast me not, my Lord.
Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it not, take it not, take it not, Jesus.
Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Take it not, but take it not from me, Jesus.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me,
and renew a spirit within me,
and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, create in me.
Oh, this evening, Lord Jesus, that's our prayer, Lord.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, that's our prayer tonight, Lord Jesus. As we surrender, Lord, tonight.
Oh, yeah. Renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, cast me not.
Oh, cast me not.
Oh, yes, Lord, tonight. Let something of God be said. That will bring life of God into me, O Lord.
Take it not, Jesus.
That will lift me up, Lord.
Oh, unto me.
Oh yes, Lord, that's my prayer tonight.
My salvation.
Oh, your inspiration.
Mary,
your grace. Oh, the right spirit tonight, Lord. Oh, that's what, Lord Jesus. We have come to your presence, Lord. Even as your word tells us, Lord, we should draw near unto you with true hearts, with full assurance of faith. That is how, Lord, we have come tonight, Lord. Oh, with a pure heart, Lord. But Lord Jesus, it is you that searcheth all. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we may see ourselves right, Lord. But Lord Jesus, you see better, oh God. So let the Holy Spirit now tonight, Lord Jesus, oh, begin to search through us, Lord. And Father, if there is anything, oh God, that is going to be a hindrance, oh, that, Lord, I will not receive your grace, I will not receive your blessings tonight, then, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, let the blood of Jesus, oh, cleanse everything. Oh, that blood, Jesus. Oh, that rich blood of Jesus Christ. Cleanse us tonight, Lord. And Father, let's be all that worthy before you this evening.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, even as you look at this, the people and said, they were worthy to walk with you.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord Jesus, let us be the same, O Lord.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, we thank you for the day.
Amen.
Oh, so far, Lord,
Amen.
You have kept us, Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Oh, through our works, Lord, in our homes, in our schools.
Amen.
And Father, tonight, Lord, you are giving us the grace, journey mercies from our various homes, Lord, to be here, O God. Father, we know the Lord. There is something in store for us. And we know you are already here, O God. That even as we turn to your word, O God, the word of life, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, you bless your word, O God. Lift it up, Lord. And Lord Jesus, there is even any sick here, in the name of Jesus Christ. Before the word finishes, Lord, healing has already taken place. We commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands, Lord, and the family. Father, bless them, O God. We commit all, Lord Jesus, into your hands. Every post here, O God, we bring it, Lord, under your care, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
May God richly bless you for coming.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank the Lord for yet another wonderful time to have with him. Amen. As we are standing, let's quickly turn to Numbers 22. We shall read verse 12. Numbers 22, verse 12. Let's hear the word of God. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. Lord, we thank you, God, that you have spoken to the devil tonight. Our enemy, you've spoken to him tonight by this word, that we are a blessed people. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Father,
Hallelujah.
Bless your word, O God. Anoint it, O God, to our understanding.
Amen.
We ask it in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Shall we be seated? Once again, brethren, God richly bless you for coming. Amen. Just one verse. Amen. Just one verse. But the prophet says, every single word, it's what? It hangs a what? Our destination, our eternal destination. So no word is a small word. No verse is a small verse. Because our eternal destination hangs on every word of God. Amen. So we thank the Lord for tonight. Our topic tonight is permissive and perfect will of God.
Amen.
Brethren, this is a serious subject.
Amen.
Permissive and perfect will of God. Very serious subject. When the prophet preached, does God ever change his mind about his word?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, in that message book preached in Jeffersonville 1965, the prophet said, does God ever change his mind about his word? He said, can God say anything and then say, oh, I'm sorry I said that? Can God do that? God says something and then he said, oh, I'm sorry I said it. It wasn't right. Can God take his word back? after he has said it? No, sir. See, the prophet said he had chosen this statement because some Bible readers tried to say that God does change his mind. He told Balaam one thing and then told him another. That's what was some Bible readers are what saying, that God changes his mind because he told Balaam something and then later he turned to tell him another thing. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, brethren, we must thank the Lord for giving us a prophet in this our age. Amen. Because this is something that without the revelation, without a prophet, you will, yes, say God changes his mind. Amen. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord that we have Malachi for. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the message. So we are going to find out the truth tonight. But brethren, at the end of it, we are going to see how dangerous it is. That you might be in the permissive will of God, and still you are being blessed. And it is taking you to what? It is taking you to destruction. Serious. Brethren, it's a serious subject tonight. Take it right into your head. Praise the Lord. You can be on the permissive will of God and you'll be blessed, and still you go to what? You go to destruction. Serious. Praise the Lord. So that's why we have to examine ourselves and make sure that everything we do is what? Is on the perfect will of God. Now the prophet said, now Israel was on their way to Palestine, coming from Egypt. And the Lord was with them. Praise the Lord. The Lord was with them. And I love here, he said, every enemy that risen up before Israel was what? Was moved out of the way. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. When the people were in the perfect will of God, every enemy that would rise up would have to give way. Praise the Lord. For God said he would send what? Harnessed before them and would drive out every enemy. Oh, my brother, my sister, if we find ourselves in the perfect will of God, oh, he will send what? Harness before us and will drive every enemy of the way. He said, as long, now listen here, he said, as long as they walked in obedience to his command, the job was never too big. Amen. As long as they were obedient and walked in his way, the job was never ever what? Too big. Praise the Lord. And so we could see the Amalekites, the giants of the day, meant nothing to Israel. Though they were small men in stature, maybe they were like me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But these giants could not stand these short people. But they were walking, see, but they were walking in what? Thus saith the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. They were walking in what? Thus saith the Lord. So no matter what the opposition was, God always seen that his word of promise never failed Israel. Oh, hallelujah. If we will walk in what? Thus saith the Lord. Oh, my brother, he will never fail in his promise to us. The perfect will. Thus saith the Lord. Then we found out that Israel started to demand things to satisfy their what? Their own lust, you see? As we heard the other day, God gave them manna as food to eat, as the prophet said. We all know that manna was what? Angel's food. It was what? God's food that God sent down upon the grass for Israel at the time of their wandering. And he said it was what? A perfect food. As we heard last week. It was what? A perfect food. But they started what? Grumbling. They needed what? Mixture. So they were talking about what? They remember the fish that they eat freely while they weren't eating it freely, you see? Amen. The cucumbers and the melons and the leeks and the onions and garlics. They want what? Condiments. They want what? What do you call it? And those ones you are preparing, this is spices. They want those spices. Brethren, you see what? They are moving away from what? The perfect will of God. See? They demanded something else apart from what God had given to them. And the prophet said here, he said, but if the people want to walk in his perfect will, he does have a permissive will, and he will let you walk in. If you will not take his perfect will, he has what? A permissive will, and he will allow you to walk in. So therefore, God never changes his mind about anything. But he will permit you to go. See? God will permit you to do something and even bless you in doing it. Serious. But still, it isn't his perfect will. Amen. My brother, this is a serious subject. Tonight, let us look for the perfect will of God. Amen. Amen. Let it be our strong prayer tonight. The Lord, help me. Help me. Keep me on the path of righteousness. Lord, that's my prayer tonight. I may be in a permissive will. I don't know. Lord, tonight, bring me back. Bring me back. Look, he said he will bless you in doing it. But still, it's his word. It's not his perfect will. So God does not change his mind about his word. But he has a permissive way. Allow you to go on. That is why, brethren, tonight, we must carefully and spiritually examine our thoughts, amen, our motives, and our desires. Amen. 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 Now, let's ask this ourselves a question. He said, why should God give them a law? And this same law, God says, man is not justified by it. Amen. Huh? God gave them the law, isn't it? Amen. Then that same law, God says, man is not justified by it. But let's see how the law came. It wasn't the perfect will of God. Amen. Amen. Give me Galatians 3, 10 and 11. You see something there. When God says, he said, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. If you are under the law, you are under what? Under a curse. For it is written, curse is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law, which is written in this book. Curse is you if you don't continue continuously in all the things that are in here. That's why in James somewhere he said, obey all the law and fail in one, you have failed in all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Verse 11, it said, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. That is the perfect will. Then why gave them the law? Now we're going to see it. You remember, one time the Pharisees came to Jesus Christ. And they demanded, see, they tried to what? They tried to test him. That is in Matthew 19, reading from 3 to 8. They asked him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? See, they came tempting him. Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for any cause? And he answered, verse 4, and he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? The other day, pastor was preaching about this. Amen. And said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. And then they came and said, why did Moses then command to give a writing divorcement? Oh, and put her away. Why then Moses give them what? The law to what? Put away. And then listen to what the answer Jesus said. Amen. To prove that the law wasn't the perfect will of God. Amen. But it was the people that what? Their attitude brought the law.
Amen.
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 So he said, verse 8, he said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wife. But from the beginning, it was not so.
Amen.
Amen. From the beginning, it wasn't the perfect will of God.
Amen.
To put away your wife. But because of what? The hardness of your heart. You see? Because of the hardness of your heart, then they got the law. It wasn't God that word instituted it for them. You see the permissive will. And now anyone, no one is justified by the law. It's a curse. Praise the Lord. A permissive will, but that was what? Carrying them along. See? The prophet said, God permitted Israel to take a law. It was never what? It never came from God. Amen. Because they were given grace. Grace took them away from what? From bondage.
Amen.
Amen. Perfectly. Grace took them away from what? From bondage, from Egypt. And the prophet said that grace gave them a prophet.
Amen.
You see? That grace gave them what? A prophet.
Amen.
That grace gave them a pillar of fire.
Amen.
That grace gave them a sacrifice of lamb.
Amen.
That grace gave them what? A delivering power.
Amen.
Amen. The perfect will of God. This was what? To take them from bondage to the promised land.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But what happened? The prophet said, but they cried out for a law. It wasn't God's will.
Amen.
But it was injected because man wanted it. And he was cursed by the very law that he wanted. Then you are getting to something.
Amen.
If you harden your heart, you know the truth. You are hardening your heart. God allows you to go.
Amen.
Amen. To move on. And even he will bless you.
Amen.
So you what? You'll be deceived. You said, oh, everything is okay for me. God had what? Had given them that grace. A prophet. A pillar of fire. A sacrificial lamb. A delivering power. That was the perfect will of God. When they left Egypt, brother, look at what this prophet, this grace prophet, the pillar of fire, the delivering power, what it did. Amen.
Amen.
We all know the story already. When they left Egypt, the enemy was behind them. The sea was before them. But the perfect will of God was there.
Amen.
Amen. So we see what? We see that he said, the angel of the Lord, that was before them.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I want something here. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
The angel of the Lord, that was before them, went behind them.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And raised the standard. Praise God.
Amen.
And there was darkness in their camp while it was light in the camp of the children of God. The delivering power stretched forth what? Upon the sea, and it has to give way.
Amen.
That's the will of God carrying his children away with all the power. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Let's read something here. Exodus, you listen, you look at something. Exodus 14, 19 to 22. He said, and the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. Yeah, God bless you, sister. And it came between the camp of Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Oh, hallelujah. And it was the cloud of darkness to them, but it gave light unto the night. By night, gave light by night to these as the children of Israel. So that the one came not near the other all night. See? And Moses stretched out his hands over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back.
Amen.
Oh, the delivering power.
Amen.
Amen. The real power of God, the will of the perfect will of God working amongst his children.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Verse 22, that's the one even I want you to look at it really close. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. And the waters were what? A wall unto them.
Amen.
On their right hand. On their left hand.
Oh,
it will be a wonderful scene.
Amen.
A wonderful scene.
Amen.
Brother.
Amen.
A wall of water.
Amen.
A wall of water.
Amen.
Dry grounds.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The perfect will of God.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Look at it, brother. Look at it. Oh, my. Brethren, if you despise such grace and such salvation, then any other thing that you demand will be a curse. Isn't it? If you will despise this grace and this salvation, any other thing that you demand will be what? A curse.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It can never give you deliverance.
Yes.
Look at this. And you despise it. You can never receive any grace from God. What you receive will be what? Be death.
Yes.
The prophet said, it's best to have God's will.
Amen.
That's what he taught us. That thy kingdom come.
Amen.
Thy will be done.
Amen.
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 See? Thy kingdom come. When the disciples went to him, the Lord, teach us how to pray.
Amen.
It's a prayer at this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come.
Amen.
What was it? The Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit come.
Amen.
It is only by the Holy Spirit that you can what? You can do the will of God as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So many want to go around, get some other way, And when you do, you find yourself going on. You find God blessing you, but you are working in His permissive will, not His perfect will. When you go around, see, the thing is there. This is the way. Then you want to create your own way and find your own way, my brother. He will say, go on. He will bless you, but it will never be His word, His perfect will. And even He will bless it to glorify His name. He said He permits it. And He said, He will not. I said, He will not let it be His perfect will, but He will make it work to honor. Amen. Amen. And bless His perfect will. Amen. This is the thing that, brother, when I read it, brother, I fear. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Because I had to cry unto the Lord. I come here Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. At times I stand behind the pulpit, just crying my voice out. And maybe you are blessing your word. But am I doing your perfect will? Hey, brother. Hey, look. It's serious. I may be standing here preaching, God blessing it. Amen. But it's not His perfect will. My brother, look at it closely. That's what the prophet is saying here. Amen. He will make that your permissive will bless His perfect will. And you are the perfect will of God.
Amen.
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 You are the perfect will of God.
Amen.
The saints of the living God.
Amen.
But the preacher can be what? Just on His permissive will. And God is blessing it. You are receiving what? The blessings. And the preacher will go to hell. It's serious. The holy thing.
Amen.
I had to seek His perfect will.
Amen.
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 I had to seek His perfect will.
Amen.
So that I can get an assurance that what I'm doing is His word, is His perfect will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I had to examine my own self. I had to criticize my own self. I had to take the word and lay it, whether all what I'm doing, is it according to His will. I had to search here. Here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Here.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The whole thing is here.
Amen.
Even what? Iniquity is here. No matter. Oh yes, God will bless His word. I'll stand here and shout everything. And if there is iniquity here, my brother, I'm on His permissive will.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I go to search here and make sure that that place is very clean.
Amen.
Amen. Let us look here, my brother, because it will depend on here. That is why you know that you are on what? The perfect will of God. It's on the heart. How do you see your brother? How do you see your sister?
Yes, yes.
Brethren, it's here. If you want the perfect will of God, be sincere to yourself.
Amen.
And examine your heart.
Amen.
Amen. If not, my brother, my sister, you are wasting your time.
Amen.
You should better sleep, you see, in the house and just rest. Amen. Than to waste your fuel coming here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Here. It's serious. Sometimes sit down and condemn your own self. Hey, you've sinned. Hey, you're on the wrong path. Repent. Time you have to speak to your own self.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The thoughts that are coming to your mind, shake it away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because the devil will be bringing them to you. And you resist it. Amen. So let it go over me. Amen. Get behind me, Satan. Amen. Amen. Now, we read about Balaam. And you all know, see, there's no need for us to go all over what? Balaam's story. You know it already. That when Balak saw the children of Israel, how they defeated the Amorites. Amen. Hey! Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. This tiny, tiny man, they've defeated these giants. What should have Barak done? He should have appreciated.
Amen.
He should have found out the power that is behind these people. And also what? Follow that same way. Oh, praise God. Tiny people like this have been able to defeat these giants. Barak should have known that, no, there is an unseen hand. Unseen power that is behind these people. Because they couldn't have done it on their own. There must be some power somewhere. And I'll go and seek from them. Oh, I want to be one of you. Praise the Lord. But what do we see? Balak, rather, looking for someone to go and curse them. Brethren, gifts. It has been said all the time. Appreciate one another.
Amen.
Don't be like Barak. Appreciate one another.
Amen.
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 Encourage one another.
Amen.
We are on what? The permissive and perfect will of God. Watch it. And he wanted what? He sent to call what? Balaam. To come and curse the people. And look at Balaam also. A prophet. The people came. He said the correct thing. He said, stay. Let me seek. Oh, the face of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That was what? The right thing he did.
Amen.
Brethren, in everything, for that alone. Oh, let's give what? 100% to what? Balaam. Amen.
Amen.
To seek the face of the Lord first. Let's mark him 100% for that one. Amen. Because that was the perfect will of God. And he went. And that is the text that we read. He went to seek the face of the Lord. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people. For they are what? Blessed. Finished. That's God's perfect will.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Finished.
Amen.
No spices. No mixture. No condiments. Finished. Perfect. So he came there. The Lord said, I cannot go with you. Meanwhile, they've brought what? A reward of divination also. Balaam was looking at the whole thing. So this thing is going away. Hey, this thing is going. God says I shouldn't go. But so they are taking this thing away. So when he saw the second messengers, look at what the prophet said. He said, maybe God made some mistakes, mixed something. You see, look at that. See? So when they came, what should Balaam should have done? Say, hey, go back.
Hallelujah.
Go back.
Amen.
If you are from Barak, go back.
Amen.
If the same message, go back.
Amen.
But let's listen to what the prophet said here. Oh my, you will love it. He said, don't not miss this thing. Okay, let me just read something here. He said, that was the word. He said, Balaam now taught, being a prophet, there is only one thing that he needs to do. That's to what? Seek what God's will, what will be the will of God. Amen. Is that, that's the duty of a prophet. If he's called to be a prophet, first, what must a prophet do? Amen. Is seek out the will, the word of God. Amen. Every true Christian, when you are called, Amen. In every situation, Amen. The first Amen. Thing, seek what? Amen. The will of God. Amen. 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 That he must do it, you see. Because being a prophet, the word of God comes to him. Amen. And they say, well, you are a theologian. The prophet said, never. Does the Bible say that the word of God will come to theologians? No, sir. Amen. Said the word of God comes to what? The prophet. Because these theologians, they messes up all things. And God had already told him that, don't go. I said, here a man who is a prophet of God. And he wanted to know the perfect will of God. And gave him, and God gave him his perfect will in the matter. His perfect will was presented what to him. What was his will? Don't you go. Amen. That's God's first word. Amen. Don't go with them. Amen. Don't try to attack my people. Walking in my perfect way. Amen. Then the prophet said, but that is today. We want to fuse, we want to debate, and everything else. When we see the Spirit of God working among you, see, they are trying, the outside people, they are trying, they say they tried for years to smoother it down. But the more they try to smoother it down, the greater it grows.
Amen.
Amen. If there is any spirit that is trying to smoother down the Spirit of God, it's rather what? It's growing more and more. Amen. So God's clean cut decision was what? Don't you go.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, my sister, God has given us a clean cut decision message.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Don't try to twist it.
Amen.
Don't try to reason it.
Amen.
Don't try to justify yourself by it. Don't try to find a way around it.
Amen.
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 Now, Balaam, they've been told that don't go. Now, therefore, let me see. I want to read that place. Okay, let me read going because I have to come to that very point. I want to bring it out. He said, let's read from the prophet again. But now we find Balaam, a servant of God, and many of those men start out. They are ordained of God. They do speak God's word in many things. But when it comes to the full truth, they won't do it. Notice here, as a prophet of God, he should not have even been caught in such a group. He shouldn't have gone even with that group.
Yes.
See, there are some people you shouldn't even walk with them.
Hallelujah.
If you are not going to what? Testify, trying to win them. There is what? A group or some people you should not be their what?
Amen.
Their co-equals.
Amen.
Amen. God already told him what to say. And God said, tell them you are not going. That's the original word. I am not going. And don't you go. Don't you curse what I blessed.
Amen.
And when God says anything, he means it.
Amen.
He doesn't change his mind about it.
Amen.
He stays right with his word. No matter what anyone else say, Amen. He stays right with the word.
Amen.
And here was Balaam trying to say, now listen, perhaps, maybe God got mixed up. Maybe God got mixed up. I will try again and see what he said. Try again. Oh my. William said, I will try again. Maybe God got mixed up. The prophet can really bring things. Amen. Eh? Amen. Amen. He brings the word towards our natural life.
Amen.
See, sometimes that's the way. Maybe God doesn't mean it. So maybe God got the whole thing mixed up. So I will do what? I will try again. He knows your heart.
Amen.
Balaam, see, he knows Balaam's heart. Because that reward of divination that was taken away, his eyes was just on it. So he's going to what? Try it again. Notice, it is his desire. It was the desire of what? Balaam to curse the people. God saw it. God knew it. Don't you go. But Balaam persisted that. Then God said, go. You see? God said what? Go. He went to try it. God said what? Go. That is where it is confusing people. That God says something to Balaam and then said another thing again, that God changes his word, his mind. But brother, it's very simple.
Amen.
I quite remember when we were children, when we wanted to go and watch some film show. So we come and tell our daddy that we want to go. He said, no. Then we'll go and sit for a while. And we come back again. Oh, daddy, can we go? Then he will tell you, go. The way how he said, go, you understand that you have to just go and sit down. You see it? He said, go. And you know that the cane is already there. You just go, you see what will happen. You make attempts, and you see what he will do to you. You see? So, you see, that's the same thing, Balaam. God said, go. He should have walked the same to know that. Oh, no. But because of what? Popularity. Because of money. Because he's so, see, he wants to curse those people. He didn't see anything what God was trying to tell him. Amen. Brethren, we're talking about the permissive will and the perfect will of God. But he will give you the desire of your heart. Now, this is another thing that we must take notice as we are coming to a time of prayer. He said, but he will give you the desire of your heart.
Amen.
Take notice of this.
Amen.
God is looking at your heart. He will give you the desire of your heart. Because what? Because he promised that.
Amen.
The prophet said, because he promised it.
Amen.
You know that?
Amen.
Brother, if you desire to worship him,
Amen.
He will give you a test.
Amen.
To always worship
Amen.
Him.
Amen.
Amen. Though you have not prayed that God, I want to worship, but in your heart, you have always desired to worship him.
Amen.
You always desire to be in among brethren to worship. Look, if something is trying to hold you, you don't feel comfortable.
Amen.
He places a test there. One day you miss church, maybe something can stop you genuinely, that's okay. But even that, you still be feeling that, today I'm missing church. Oh my, the test, God, because you have desired it. God is what? Fulfilling what? He said, he will what? He will give you your heart desires. Because he promised it. He promised to give you the desire of your heart. So, anything that is in your heart, he will give it to you. He's looking at your heart. Brethren, serious. Because his word has come that I will give you the desires of your heart. So if you are desiring anything, God will give it to you. Huh? Mm. Watch it. And so the prophet says, so let your desire be the word of God. Let your desire be his will. Never your own will, his will. See, we are beginning, we are seeing the steps toward the perfect will of God. It all comes from here. Your desires. It's one of them. Amen. If you ask for something and he doesn't give it to you, the prophet says, say, thank you, Lord. Amen. You know what is good.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. You know what is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He will surely give you something instead of what you are asking for. And that will be his perfect will.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at King Hezekiah. See? God sent his prophet to him. He said, Hezekiah, the Lord said, put your house in order. Because it's time for you to come and rest. The Bible says Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. And wept. Oh, Lord, give me another 15 years. Give me another 15 years. And God sent the prophet back to him. He said, go and tell him. Okay, I've given it to him. His heart desires. God what? Gave it to him.
Amen.
But it is what? Permissive will. Amen. The perfect will of God was that he has seen that Hezekiah had been one of the wonderful kings of what? Of Israel. You have done perfectly well. Now come and rest. Hezekiah says, give me another 15 years. God says, okay, take. See it. And if you read the Bible, those 15 years, the man was miserable. God had wanted to wipe him. All the years that he had done all those good things, the 15 years, he destroyed himself. Amen. He destroyed himself. He destroyed him. Destroyed the nation. Praise God. When God says, this is it, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
He persisted. And when he persisted, the result was it what? Was death. Because what was given to him was what? Was a permissive will. Permissive will of God. Brethren. So now, in the message, does God change his mind that was preached in the L.A. from 1965, that was 1965. The prophet said, from reading from paragraph 45. So we really believe that God never changes his mind about what he said. He's always keep it true. Will somebody please give me time? Our watch here, Brother Vegas, our watch is not working. Amen. God bless you. But he has a permissive will. Now, where the trouble lays is that we try to work on God's permissive will, and he will permit it. But also, he takes his permissive will, though it's not right. He will make his permissive will work out together and glorify his perfect will. That was what I was saying. That a preacher may be standing here like me, preaching, and then God will use this permissive will to bless his children. But still I will be in what? In the permissive will of God. See, brethren, and we have known that to be sure that you are in the perfect will of God, it is you yourself have to what? Examine your heart. Amen. Take away, brother. Sister, take away. Let your desires all be what God wants you to be. Amen. Amen. And always think good about one another. Amen. Praise the Lord. That will put you on the perfect will of God. Amen. He said, anything that does not fall in the perfect will, it will fade away.
Amen.
See? Anything that doesn't fall in what? In his perfect will fade away. Do you want to fade away?
No.
To be on the permissive will and fade away? He said, sin committed in the Garden of Eden has faded away. The daily manna the fathers did eat in the wilderness, in the outer court, faded away with them. The law and the permissive will of God, once the people lived by, faded away. And faded away with the coming in of the perfect will.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, we have Christ coming in.
Amen.
We have a message that have come in. The perfect will of God.
Amen.
The message of the hour. Brethren, there is no other message.
Amen.
Catholic message, Methodist message, Jehovah Witness message can never transform.
Amen.
The situation of today.
Amen.
The only message that can transform is what? Malachi 4.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So brethren, we have been born in sin under the bondage and the elements of this world. It has never been the perfect will of God. But Christ now, the fullness of time is come to redeem us. That we who were under the law, that we might receive what? Adoption of sons. Brethren, denomination will prosper. Oh yes, they have big places to worship and to spare. But look, how we were just struggling to find a place to worship. See, they have places, but they are all in what? They are in what? Permissive will of God. As long as they have not received the revelation of who Christ is. My brother, he said the church will be built upon what? Revelation.
Amen.
The revelation of who Christ is. And so any church that hasn't got this revelation of who Christ is just a permissive, on a permissive will of God. And look the way how they are prospering. They have what? Buildings to spare. And then those who are on the perfect will of God, we struggle even to find a place. And even when we find a place, we find it very difficult to what? Even how we can pay the rent. Oh, brethren, you see how God works. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And so he said, yet he prospers. You say that the denominations, they prosper. You can't believe that prosperity. You can't judge God by prosperity.
Amen.
The world prospers. Balaam prospered by it. But brother, you judge God by his word.
Amen.
He keeps his word and identifies it to be the truth. So remember, friend, as long as you live,
Amen,
don't you ever forget this.
Amen.
The prophet is saying, don't you ever forget it. God doesn't change his mind.
Amen.
And he will never change his mind for you.
Amen.
Yet he will bless, he will let you go, his permissive will. But he will not change his mind. He won't change his plan. He won't change his word for you. No, sir. You've got to change. Amen. He said, "You now listen to this one." He said, "You've got to change. You can have God's word to match your experience.
Yes.
You can't take God's word to match your own experience.
No, no.
What do you want? You want the word of God to follow it. No, sir.
Amen.
But he said, you've got to have your experience to match God's word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That means you have to what? Submit yourself. How to be submissive to his word. Amen. So it is, as he said, that day many will come unto me. Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name? Have I not in your name have cast out devils and done mighty works? And I will say unto them, depart from me. I don't know you, you workers of iniquity. They were doing what? They were on a permissive will of God. And look at it. They were what? Healing. Miracles. Doing great things. God blessing them. You see it? But on what? Permissive will of God. God blessing them, all right. But that day, you workers of iniquity, I don't know you. You see it? Iniquity. You know it already. Knowing that this is not the right thing, and yet you do it. It's one of the things God hates. Amen.
Amen.
That's why I said the iniquity of the Amorites. Iniquity in the wilderness of the what? Of the children of God. You know in your heart what I'm doing is wrong, and yet you do it. Brethren, you are destroying yourself. You are on a permissive will. Watch it closely. Brethren, tonight, he said, once again, I'm repeating what the prophet said. He said, don't you ever forget, God doesn't change his mind. Well, the musician starts coming. Brethren, we are looking for what? Let us pray tonight. The Lord, place us on your perfect will. Praise the Lord. Take us away, O Lord. If there is any permissive ways, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Lord, just set yourself, you know it. Amen. It is all from here. It's all from here, brethren. Let's pour it down. Let's say, Lord, I want to be on your perfect will. I want to stay on your perfect will, Lord. That is all what, Lord, I'm looking for. I don't want to go astray. I don't want, Lord Jesus, to be one of those people that you cast away from you. You cast away that you don't know me. Oh, Lord. Lord, tonight, help me. I don't know even myself, Lord. Whether I'm working on what? The perfect will. I don't know it, Lord. Tonight I've heard your word. I don't know, Lord. Help me tonight. But one thing I will not forget. You have given me your word for me to examine my own heart. Because it all starts from me. If I can be on the perfect will, it all starts from me. Amen. It all starts from my heart. Praise God. That I will take anything that is not what? It's not right. Anything, any iniquity. Lord, tonight, I want to be free, O God. I want to be free tonight, Lord. Those things keep on coming. Trials, temptations. They keep on coming my way. But Lord, tonight, for once, help me to overcome. Amen. That no matter the situation, no matter the opposition, no matter how it will carry me into, Lord, let me be like you. Let me be like you, Lord. Let me be like you when you have all the power, you have all the authority to bring down your accusers, those who were tormenting you. You had the power, everything, to destroy them. But yet, Lord, you said, forgive them. Lord, they don't know what they are doing. I want to be like you, Lord Jesus, so that it will keep me on your perfect will. That's my desire tonight, Lord. Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me. I'm weak. You are strong. So let your strength, Lord, now quicken me. Lift me up. I'm tired, Lord. I'm tired of all those iniquities that are in my life. I'm tired of it tonight, Lord. I'm ready to surrender. I'm ready. I'm ready to surrender. I want to be in your perfect will. I don't want to fade away. Because in permissive will, Lord, the prophet speaking, it will fade away. Restore me, Lord. Restore me. Bring me to the adoption of sons tonight.
Amen.
That all other things will be nothing. I will never look. I will never take them. Oh, Satan, tonight I've shown you the other way. Ian is coming in. Oh, the one who is more than able in every situation. Brethren, look at the children of God when they started off from Egypt. When they were on the perfect will of God. He said, grace gave them a prophet. Grace has given us a prophet today. As we are also making our journey toward to our promised land. Grace gave them a prophet.
Hallelujah.
Grace gave them a pillar of fire. The same also. In our journey, grace has given us a prophet. Grace has given us a pillar of fire. Grace has given us what? A delivering power. Grace has given us a message. And he said, as long as they stayed in line with God, no enemy could stand before them. As long as they were in the obedience. Lord, help me tonight to bring myself under the obedience of your word. Bring me down tonight. Kill every. Oh Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord, myself as I stand here. Oh Lord. I want to know if I'm on your perfect will. I want to know, Lord. Because how painful that, Lord, you use me. To bless your people, and I will be lost. Lord, be merciful to me. I'm going to pray, Lord, be merciful. I want to be on your perfect will, oh God. Be serious. You'll be blessing your way, but yet you will fade away. Think of it, brother. Think of it tonight. Yes.
this moment your needs to supply.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He moves.
Reach out, touch the Lord.
Yes, tonight.
As He goes by.
He's here.
He will find.
Because He says He walks in the midst of His church. He's always walking in the midst of His people. As long as His name is the center of our discussion. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in your midst.
Speak.
So He's here tonight.
Over my soul.
Yes,
sweep over my soul.
Sweep tonight.
Sweep over my soul.
Oh Lord.
Soul.
I raise my hands tonight, Lord.
My wrist.
I don't know, Lord.
It's
I don't know.
Complete.
I don't
while
know.
I sit at your feet.
I don't know, Lord, tonight. I want to know.
Sweep over my
soul. Sweep over my soul. Lord Jesus, help me.
Hallelujah. Sweep
let the Holy Spirit sweep over. Sweep over, Lord. Cause with
sweet
the Holy
Spirit.
Spirit. Oh, as the Lord
my
said,
soul,
thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth. As it is in heaven. He takes the Holy Spirit. He takes the Holy Spirit.
Oh, hallelujah.
That your will be done in my life.
Reach out.
As it is in heaven.
Reach
out. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Tonight. Lord, I'm looking for. I'm searching, Lord, tonight. Am I on your perfect will? Oh, Lord. I believe of your Jesus, I'm reaching. I'm touching you tonight. Lord, touch me back.
Reach out.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Touch the Lord.
Lord Jesus. I want to know. I want to know tonight. Tonight, Lord, I'm wrestling with you. Because I want to know, Lord. Oh, yes. Your perfect will. That is what Lord Jesus. I'm waiting to know, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. I pray to you, God. I pray to you. Be merciful, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I don't want to perish.
Thou art calling my Lord Jesus.
I don't want
Lord
Jesus. What you are working, Lord, in me. Oh God, to be a permissive.
Oh my Lord and Savior.
Oh Lord.
And
let your perfect will now. Oh, let your perfect will now, oh God.
Oh Lord,
oh come upon your church, upon the revelation of who Christ is.
Oh
yes, Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus, oh, that's my
prayer. I would call him my Lord Jesus. At thy throne of mercy, yes. My Lord Jesus, thy mercy freely. Preserve me, Lord, in people,
blessing in your marriage.
In thy marriage,
oh, yes, Lord
my
Jesus,
Lord.
I'm seeking your face tonight, O God.
Would
I want to be on your perfect
would I
will,
see thy face?
That's my desire, Lord. Oh, your perfect will, O God. Your perfect will, O God. Tonight, Lord, as we pray, I'm seeking your perfect will, O God. That path of righteousness, Lord,
spring over my comfort.
Lord, search my heart. Search me, Lord.
Put a light to me.
I plead, Lord Jesus. The message brought to us. The message from the prophet speaking on what? The permissive and perfect will of God. God does not change his mind upon his word. And so, Lord, he's speaking to us tonight that all things that are in this book, let us follow them. Let us be obedient to them. This is his perfect will. The first time as he has spoken, he will never change it. It remained the same. It remained the same. And so if we are trying to make a way around it, if you are trying to build our own isms, if you are trying to make excuses, tonight, brother, my sister, say, Lord, I want to stay on your perfect will. Your perfect will, Lord. I want to go by your path of righteousness, Lord. Lord, I'm weak, but thou art strong. Help me. You can pray for one another. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. Pray for the church. Pray for your brother. Pray for your sister. The perfect will of God.
Precious Savior, Lord, we just desire your grace and grace, Lord. Father, we just desire
your perfect will, Lord.
Father, to walk, Lord, in those ways that are pure.
I want your perfect will.
Lord, we don't
I want to stay online.
But Lord,
Lord Jesus.
Father, knowing indeed, Lord, that
so tonight, O God,
precious, perfect world amidst our lives is for
us. I have sincerely, Lord,
Father, Lord Jesus,
brought out my heart. I've laid my heart out tonight.
Oh God, be Lord, even in such a
the Lord.
That we are listening out for thee.
Help me.
For thee, oh God.
Father, let the blood of Jesus Christ now wash and purge me, O God. Lord, the things that are not right in my life, I surrender tonight. I mean it, Lord. From the deep of my heart. Father,
Father, Lord, that I be Lord, Savior, even in Lord, that right.
As I stand, O Lord, here tonight,
Father, Lord, Lord, that if I rise up,
O Lord,
live, Lord, even a glorious life, live a holy life.
It doesn't make me, O God, perfect than anyone.
Make a way for me, Lord. I know you would, Lord, Savior, Father, guide me, even in that way.
Being a vessel, Lord,
it
doesn't make me, O God, perfect.
Father, Lord, help me, Lord, Savior, for all I desire.
Lord, that's why tonight, O Lord,
to be, Lord, even in your perfect world,
even standing here, O God,
Father, you pardon us, O God, we're Lord, Savior.
I kneel before you, Lord. Have mercy on me.
Father, we would stumble, Lord, and fall. Lord, you need, Lord, Savior, all we desire.
The Lord, if all these years,
Lord, and only Lord, Savior, before thee, pardon me, Lord, Savior,
that I see myself having surrendered, O God, to your service, and then to find out that, Lord, I'm on your permissive will. O
Lord,
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 tonight,
change.
Change my life. Change it, Lord. Change, Lord Jesus, the situation. Change my situation, Lord. Bring me, O God, O Lord, on your perfect will. I plead, Lord, I plead. Lord Jesus, help me. I lay my heart before you tonight. Lord, if there is any evil thoughts, iniquities, oh Lord, help me. For once, Lord, let those spirits, Lord Jesus, get out of my life.
For all righteousness, Lord. For all mercy, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, Savior. Oh, God.
I'm looking for your perfect will, Lord. Your perfect will.
Do what, Lord, Savior. Thou hast raised me.
Your perfect will, Lord.
To speak your word and to love your word. Father, Lord. Lord, Father.
I remember my brother. I remember my sister over there. Lord Jesus. I remember, Lord Jesus, the church. That we will not be on a permissive will. Oh, I see my brother over there. I see my sister at that corner there. Oh, I see my sister kneeling down over there. I see my brother. Oh Lord, the cry of your children tonight. Oh Lord, let it, your God, bring, Lord Jesus, salvation now. We confess, Lord, tonight. We confess, Lord, tonight. We confess our shortcomings. We confess our mistakes. We confess, Lord, our iniquities. We confess, Lord, all that, Lord, goes contrary. Tonight, Lord, we have confessed. Tonight, Lord, we have confessed. Move us, Lord. Move us away from your permissive will, Lord. and bring us, Lord, on the path of righteousness. Bring us, Lord, on your perfect will. The church on the perfect will of God. We thank you that grace has brought to us a prophet. We thank you grace has brought us the pillar of fire. We thank you grace has brought us a delivering power. Grace has brought us a message. Lord, help us to line with it. Every bit of it, O God.
Bless the Lord, Savior. Sister Lord, likewise we pray. I pray, Lord, Savior, for Sister Lord, Lord, Savior. Guide the Lord and open doors. House
in the name
Lord,
of Jesus. Lord, we remember our brethren who are not here. The sisters that are home looking after children. We commit all of them into your hands. The Lord, the portion that we have received here, O God, the same will be their portion, Lord. Father, commit our pastor also into your hands. O Lord, we remember him, O Lord Jesus. That Father, the light of God will be upon his footsteps, O Lord. That every footstep that he takes, Lord, it will be on the path of righteousness, Lord. Father, we commit the pulpit, Lord, into your hands, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Father, always
Hallelujah.
Your perfect will, O God.
Amen.
Oh, we'll come down, Lord Jesus, and bring, Lord, salvation upon
Hallelujah.
Your people, Lord. Father, we commit it into your hands, Lord. The Lord, without it, Lord, oh, Father,
Hallelujah.
It will lead us to Lord Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Overshadowing this pulpit, Lord, it will lead us on to, O God.
Yes.
A permissive will, Lord. We want your perfect will, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Father, your word, Lord, the message of the hour, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us receive it, Lord, abundantly and exceedingly. Anytime, Lord, we come here with our cups, Lord, fill them, O Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Let it be overflowing, Lord. Let us always, O God, our heart prepared, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, even as you said, I will take your stony hearts and give you a heart of flesh. Lord, when we come in, O God, let there be a fertile ground, Lord Jesus. Always to receive your perfect word, O God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight. The Lord, today, we have confessed, Lord, our shortcomings. Because, Lord, everything starts from our heart, Lord. We have examined our hearts, Lord, tonight. And, Lord Jesus, we've laid down all that is not right to God. So, the Lord, we will be kept on the path of righteousness, Lord. Father, help us tonight. Help us. Help the church. Help the ministry. Help husbands. Help wives. Help our children, Lord. As they are growing, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that we parents, O Lord, will be able, O Lord, to lead them on the path of righteousness. Your perfect will for them, O God. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord. We commit our precious sister, Bibi, Lord, into your hands, and even all those and sister Lydia, O God, into your hands. The Lord Jesus, as they are passing through this transition, the Lord, Father, strengthen them, O God. Strengthen them, Lord. We give them into your hands, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will overshadow them, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gifts that is, Lord. Very soon we shall, Lord, receive, O God. And Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord, for tonight. Grant us journey mercies back, Lord, to our various homes. And the Lord, as we go along, let this perfect will of yours, God, be ringing in our hearts, that we will never forget, Lord, that you changeth not your word. You can never change your word, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You cannot say something and then say you are sorry, I don't mean it. All what you have said, Lord, can never be changed. So, Lord, help us to live by it, to God. Not trying to go around it, Lord, with excuses, Lord. But, Father, help us, Lord, to stay right by your word. Stay right by the message.
stay by every word. Let's, Father, tonight, take our hearts, Lord. Take
Hallelujah.
Our hearts, Lord. Take our hearts, Lord. And let your will, O God, come in. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's stand and sing this song as we close.
Granted, Jesus is my. Granted, Jesus is my need. Really walking close to Him. Oh, let it be.
Oh, let it be.
Lord.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Oh, I am weak. I am weak, but thou art strong.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
Whoa.
I'll be satisfied
as long as I hold below, close to thee.
Closer walk with me.
Just a closer
walk with tonight,
Jesus.
Lord.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Oh, that I may see your perfect way.
Daily walking
close to thee.
Oh, yeah.
Let it be.
Dear Lord,
let it be.
Through
this world of toil and stay.
Oh Lord,
if I falter, Lord, who
Lord, it's only you.
Who with me my burden share?
It's only you. It's only you.
Not but
thee.
Oh, I want to be close to thee.
The Lord put us on His perfect will.
Granted, Jesus,
His perfect
granted
will.
Jesus is my plea.
His perfect will.
Daily
must be
walking close to thee.
His perfect will.
Let it be.
Oh yes, God bless you, my
dear Lord. Let it
go.
When the stream alive.
When this feeble life is over,
when it's over,
time for me will be no more.
Hallelujah!
Guide me and gently save me over to thy kingdom shore.
Walk closer, Jesus.
Just a closer walk with.
Well, I want to be closer to you, Lord.